Hello, this is Bob Prescott. I'm the head football coach at Huntington North High School, and you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.
Welcome to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the guy you want to hear from. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings football team. Coach Prescott, welcome.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day and makes it even better when I get to talk about our Vikings and football with everybody else.
Boy, it's been a nice couple days. So I don't know when people are listening to this, but right now outside, I don't think it could be any nicer.
It is. The sun's shining. There is some breeze. But for this time of year, we'll take this. This is outstanding.
Well, Coach, let's get started. You guys traveled to Norwell Friday evening. Not the results you wanted. Talk a little bit about how the game went for you guys.
Well, you know, I thought we had an outstanding week of practice. You know, after playing some tough games with the Cal, but then in Leo was a game that just really got away from us and became really one-sided on senior night. You never know how young men will respond, but I thought our men had an outstanding week of practice. Had good work and positivity, and we were getting better. And I remember the last thing I said to him Thursday night as we were leaving the field from practice, hey, there's, looks like there's a chance of rain in the forecast, so be prepared. So little did I know it would turn out weather-wise to be the night that it was. We leave here to get on the bus, and I'm not wearing a jacket or any undershirt, just my dress shirt, and very comfortable. We get off the bus at Norwell, which is a short ride, and you know, it's still a nice night. We go through our first warm-up period, and it's really nice, and we come back in and go full gear, getting ready, and as we're heading to the field, you can just see the wall of rain coming at us. And our kids had a great warm-up. They were excited. They enjoyed being out in it. The wind picked up and the temperature dropped. And I think it's safe to say that everybody was probably really cold and miserable throughout the game. And the wind and rain never stopped. You know, we had a lot of we did not handle the weather conditions very well as far as we had a lot of turnovers. But our guys competed extremely well. We're down 21-0 at the half. Not happy about that. But we told them at halftime that, you know, you're playing really hard. You know, if we take three plays away on defense, they don't have any points. And so we just got to continue to play and find a way, and we come out to get the ball to start the third quarter, and Aiden Dennis takes it 95 yards on a run, and it's 21-7. And then we kick off, and they're returning the ball, and as we're tackling, we get a strip and take the ball about 7 yards the other way. And all of a sudden, everybody's going crazy and excited. And we get it down to the 1 yard line, and we fumble the ball between the center quarterback exchange as our quarterback was trying to get the ball handed off to the running back, and they take over. And our kids battled, and I think they had a 19 or 20 play drive. We just could not get off the field. But made them go all the way, and they punched it in. And then from there, it was a little tough. We did score again. Gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown after our second touchdown, which really kind of took anything away from it having a chance to win. But our kids play hard again throughout the entire game, and I'm so proud of them for the way they compete.
When you talk about the weather, and I'm just going to deviate from the script here a little bit, you know, when they play in games like that, where there's a lot of rain, a lot of wind, you know, I go back 30-something years to my senior year in high school, and it seems like the one game that I remember playing in was against North Montgomery in a downpour where the field was, you had water up to almost your ankles. And I remember that game like it was yesterday. So when you play in the elements, you may not get the results that you want, but boy, it sure seems to stick in your mind.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. I know that that will stay with our players forever. You know, the difference is because of the age we're at, we were playing on a turf field Friday night. So, that, you know, that changes that muddy conditions a little bit, because it would have been a sloppy, nasty, muddy mess. But there's no question that, you know, there's memories as they get further away from this season that's a night they'll remember. I just wish it could be more positive as far as the scoreboard. But boy, there was a lot of things. We've got to find a way to be have all 11 focused every play, because once one guy doesn't do what they're supposed to do, you can be exposed. And Norwell in that first half on those three touchdowns play, we got exposed, and it wasn't by the same guy, it was different guys. And so we've just got to continue to grow and move forward. We knew going in Norwell was going to be a strong physical group up front. I thought we'd done a pretty good job of limiting their big play capabilities in their running game with their quarterback and their tailback for the most part. They had a really long run that we actually bottled the quarterback up, and he cut all the way back across, and we just, our pursuit angles wasn't good on their first touchdown, and that kind of made it tough. But boy, our guys play hard, and I'm just so grateful that's where we're at. We just got to keep evolving and growing and getting better, and now playing hard is not enough. You got to play hard, you got to play smart, you got to execute, you got to take care of the ball.
All right, well, what'd you like? What did you not like on the offensive side of the ball Friday night?
We just, at times, we knew their front five was going to be extremely stout and tough to move. And there were times that we did not get our backside scoop blocking taken care of very well. And that hurt us a little bit. Obviously, we got to take care of the ball. Our pass protection at times was not very good. And we struggled there. So, you know, when they've got the box kind of loaded per se, if that makes sense to the people listening, then you've got to be able to throw it a little bit. And we just didn't protect very well. And you know, and we were trying to make a run there in the third quarter. We connected on a big pass from Reed Johnson to Lawson Chair that got us going. I think that was third and long play that. Sometimes 3 yards to play is a good play, but that means all 11 guys got to do their job and block at the point of attack, as well as get our scoop blocking on the backside. And so it was good that Aiden Dennis got a chance to run the ball. He's been starting for us on the D-line all year, and he took advantage of that opportunity, had two long runs. Just try to get better at everything we do with our offensive line and make sure that our backs take tight cuts and stay in there where they're supposed to on their tracks and find a way to get first downs. And when that defense makes a mistake, then we got to make them pay for it with some long plays. And we've just got to get better at that.
All right. Over on the defensive side of the ball, what did you like? What did you not like?
I really liked our fight, you know. It's no secret that we're not the biggest defensive unit in the conference, probably the smallest by far as weight and size. But I thought we fought and came after them and really done some good things. Like I said, you take away those three long plays in the point. That's part of football. So, you know, from the thing we need to improve upon. Everybody needs to be focused, doing their job on every play. But I thought our kids played hard. Our linebackers came downhill. I thought our tackling for the most part was pretty good. You know, I mentioned that we struggled with pursuit angles on that one play. You know, and sometimes it is a little bit of Jimmy's and Joe's and not the X's and O's. And when you force a team to go 19 or 20 plays to score, you know, you're fighting and doing everything you can. Sometimes you just got to tip your hat off to them and say, that was a heck of a drive by them. But in high school football, if they have to go 19 or 20 plays, you'd like to say, hey, get off the field in three, but that means you're also not giving up any big plays either.
All right, anything else you want to cover before we get to the play or the game?
No, I just want to thank all the people that brave the elements to be there in support of our young men. I know as miserable as it was for our kids, I know it had to be just as miserable or worse for the people just sitting there on aluminum bleachers. And so grateful for them. Brave. We'll have a beautiful fall day this Friday when we go to New Haven.
All right, well, let's talk about that. But first, you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the coach, Bob Prescott, head coach of the Huntington North Viking football team. All right, coach, you're going to New Haven. What do you expect to see out of New Haven?
New Haven is a team that's got a ton of speed and explosive playmakers. You know, they're either going to run downhill at you with their big running back, and they're going to be most of the time in four wide receiver sets, whether that's a trips with to one side and the wide out or other, or doubles, then they're going to try to either pound it with their big running back, or they're going to get the ball to their playmakers a lot of times on shorter passes and let them create it, but they will go over the top to make sure that you're playing deep enough. But they've got an outstanding group of athletes up front. You know, that their size will be a problem for us. We just got to continue to do it. You know, so we're hoping that 4 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, or we're able to pop it and get a crease and get a long play to get on the board. If we get some time to do that and find a way to win.
All right. What can you expect to see from New Haven on the offensive side of the ball? I know you touched on it just a little bit, but take us a little more in depth.
Yeah, they've got a big sophomore quarterback. Prefers to throw it more than run it, but he does run it some. Explosive, physical running back that's about 6'2", and I think he goes 220. They'll pound it with him. Their number one target is a senior kid, wears jersey number one. But the other three guys in their wideouts are all athletes. They struggled early on in the season, and they've put a nice string together of some wins, and so they're playing with confidence. And so we've just got to be able to find a way to get in front of us, and we're going to have to tackle really well and find a way to get them frustrated a little bit. And I think, you know, you think about the NFL game, if you've been watching that a little bit, the way the Colts beat the Chiefs last week, they were able to own the clock a little bit with their running game and keep that explosive offense of the Chiefs off the field. And so we're going to have that a little bit. If we can have some consistency in our offense, that'll make our defense be that much better.
You know, one thing that I've noticed coming through the season here and talking with you about these games, it seems like every week you are facing a team that has a freshman or sophomore quarterback. You're going to be seeing these kids for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, there's some good young players. It's a great conference. This kid's a sophomore. The kid from Norwell last week happened to be a junior. But yeah, there are outstanding players in this conference. And, you know, that's one of the things we've just, we've got to understand if we want to climb the ladder and get up on this conference, we've got to get stronger. We've got to play better. And it's not about just playing hard. You've got to be able to execute better. You know, in the off season, we're going to have to get stronger if we want to compete with these teams. And I got every belief that our kids will do that. We'll find a way to make that happen. But it is an outstanding football conference.
All right. Talk about the New Haven defense when you guys are on offense.
We've seen two looks out of them. They're in a 3-3 step like we are, and they also will jump into a 3-4. I think what we'll see is more of a. I think we'll see a 53. To be honest, with a single high safety, they think that they need certain players on a 52 look with a cover 2 or a 2 high safety, but it'll be one of those two looks. I think they'll really be in an odd. Defense against us, and it's a matter of we've got to create some creases. Our puller's got to be able to run through their guy. We call it a shimmy technique and get a little movement, and then we've got to make sure that we get our backside cut off with our scoop blocking and do a better job of that.
All right, anything you want to go over game wise before we move on to the player of the week from this week?
No, it's hard to believe that it's week 9 already, and this is going to be the last regular season game. It's flown by, and we just want to try to finish on a high note and find a way to go there and get a win.
All right. Who's our player of the game from Norwell?
It would be junior Aiden Rabb, our Mike linebacker, is our leading tackler. Let us tackles Friday night. Aiden is a kid that works extremely hard. Not only is he taking a weights class during the day, but two mornings a week, he comes early and is getting a workout in at 6:30 in the morning, and he's just continued to get better each week. And he's the guy that makes a lot of our strength calls and is our communicator for the front of our defense and has done an outstanding job this year.
So your first non-senior gets the accolades this week.
Yes. So, young man that has worked really hard.
Well, you're going to run out of seniors at some point because you don't have many.
Yeah, that happens at times, yes.
All right, so let's move on. We like to have a little fun on this show. So we make our football picks each week. Let's start. Purdue blew out, I believe it was Maryland yesterday.
It was Maryland.
The Jake Plummer, the starting quarterback in for an injured Elijah Sindelar, had a career and record-breaking day for the Boilers as they cruise over Maryland.
Yep, 420 yards. And they were able to do that without Rondell Moore. The freshman kid from Warren Central, David Bell, had a big game, as well as a senior receiver. So, and then their defense shut Maryland out in the second half. So I think it was an overall well-rounded game by the Boilers.
All right. It's not going to be easy next week for the Boilers. They travel to Iowa.
That will be a stiff competition. Iowa's played the last 2 weeks. I think Iowa's played at Michigan, and then they had a Saturday night game hosting Penn State that came down to the end again. It was a great defensive battle game, but you'll find out a lot about your offense when you go play at Iowa.
I'm going to go with Iowa on this. I don't even think it'll be close.
I will have to go with the home team as well.
All right, the Hoosiers, they hosted Rutgers on Saturday, blowout win for the Hoosiers. Nice to see for them. So they will be traveling to Maryland this weekend. The Hoosiers played great. Again, not against a quality opponent like Michigan or someone in the upper echelons of the Big Ten, but still a win, still counts towards, getting that 6 wins for a bowl. So I am going to go with the Hoosiers. I think they're going to go down to Maryland, and they're going to win that one.
I will agree. Hoosiers as well.
All right, finally, boy, Notre Dame, USC. We were kind of talking off the air. Boy, at number 25 for Notre Dame on that pitch. The fastest guy I've seen on the field for a long time. They hold on to beat USC last night, 20-17. Great atmosphere. I love being at the night games at Notre Dame. I hate to drive home at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure that makes it a little tough, but night like last night, you get to reminisce about all the great things about the game.
And they have next week off as they prepare for Michigan, so we'll save that one for next week.
Well, I'll go ahead and I'll go out on a limb. I'll say the Irish will not lose this week.
Neither will the Colts. That's a pretty bad time if you're a football team and you're an underdog during the bye week.
Yeah, that speaks volumes about your season if that's where things are at.
All right, anything else you want to add before we let you run?
No, I just appreciate all that you do and allowing me to talk about Viking football and Brother Nation. Love our young men and everything they're trying to do, and just we're trying to do everything we can as a staff to give them and put them in positions to be successful on Friday night and get victories. I know right now where we're sitting at, that's not where we're going. So proud of the way to continue to work. It's an honor and blessing to be around them every day.
Well, thanks a lot, Coach. Have a great week, and good luck at New Haven.
Thank you. It's a great day to be a Viking.
You're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.